Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you all here. Appreciate your attendance. And in the next few minutes, I will deliver the fourth message in this series from 2 Peter chapter 1. We call this qualities, character, vitamins for spiritual growth. We're talking about growing spiritually and what God has provided us to make that growth possible. Last week I pointed out that we're talking about taking vitamins. We have supplements that help us to help our bodies. Well, we have physical bodies and spiritual bodies, and so we want to take the spiritual food that will help us to grow. Thank you, Michael, for reading that material. I'm not going to read it again. You did a fine job. Just going to point out that we need to be taking supplements, and there's a list of things that we need to take, and it says if we practice these qualities or supplements, you will never fall. And that's what we want. We don't want to fall. And here's the list shown in a kind of a staircase fashion. And the first lessons were the top six. Today we're going to talk about brotherly affection. Some translations use the word brotherly kindness. And then we're going to talk about love. Just going back to verses 3, I'm going to read the beginning of the letter, verses 1 through 3, 1 and 2. Peter writes, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. And then it says, His divine power has granted us, to us, all things. Didn't leave anything out. He's granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We said like God-likeness. Through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. Moving on, and he says, by which He has granted us these precious and very great promises, so that through them we may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. We can become closer to God. We can become God's children. That's what we want. Seek things that are above. Seek perfection. We just need to add these supplements to our lives. And so we have to make every effort to supplement these various things. Faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness with godliness. And today, brotherly affection. We're going to look at brotherly affection. Eventually this will go away. And love. And as I mentioned, brotherly affection is also sometimes translated brotherly kindness. And I'm okay, Howard. I don't need water. It won't work. Thank you. My brother wants to help me there. This is called old age. And but it will clear up. And when we talk about love, we know that love is kindness, and we're going to look at that later on in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13. What is love? So, moving on, let's look at some things about brotherly love, brotherly affection, brotherly kindness. And the word, the Greek word, is Philadelphia, and I think we all know that our city of Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Okay. And there are some other verses that Peter wrote about this topic. He says in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, having purified your souls by obedience to the truth for sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from the pure heart. And he says in chapter 3, finally, all of you, have a unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. These are characteristics that we need to have as Christians. And he says, above all, keep loving one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Love. It's not natural, the kind of love we're talking about here. We'll get into that in a little bit. Jesus, when he was with his 12 apostles at the end, said, a new commandment I give you, that you love, and the Greek word there is agape love, one another, just as I have loved you, and also are to love, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This is key to our Christian life. This is key to our spiritual growth, loving one another. The world will know that we're different by the love we have for one another. The world does not have love for one another. The world has hate for one another. And I don't need to speak about what's going on in the world today. It's obvious to everyone. There's no love between countries, between people, even within our own country. But we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, are to demonstrate what God wants for us, love for one another. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Not a question to learn something, a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Complete. Total. Your whole being. Love God. This is the great and first commandment. The second is like unto it, you shall love your neighbor, each other, as yourself. On these two commandments depend the law and the prophets. Love God, love your neighbor. Okay, we got the whole book here, but it boils down to pretty simple. Love God, love your neighbor. That's all we got to do. But what's love? What is love? What is agape love? Okay. I looked up some things to help me out here. He says agape love, I read, agape love is selfless, it's sacrificial, it's unconditional. Well, I'll love you if you love me. I'll do this. No, it's unconditional. It's the highest form of love in the Bible and often associates with the love of Jesus for us. We're not lovable, but he died for us. Agape love is not based on emotional attraction, superficial appearance, sentimental relationships, are motivated by personal gain. That's not love. The essence of agape love is goodwill, benevolence, willful delight in the object of love. First Corinthians tell you a little story. I was 11 years old. My parents didn't raise me in any particular kind of religion. I was kind of told, choose, pick out what you want to do yourself. You can make the decision. And I had a good friend who was part of an Episcopalian church. And back in those days, the difference between the Episcopalians and the Catholics was not very much. Of course, people know that the Episcopal Church came out of the Church of England, but this was the American Episcopal Church. But anyway, I joined it because they had lots of sports and basketball, social things going on. And anyway, I had the opportunity, my first reading of the scriptures in a worship service, and this was the scripture that I was to read. Of course, I had to read out of the King James, which I had no idea what I was saying. But anyway, let's read it with a better translation, the English Standard Version. Paul writes, "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Got that? Noisy gong or clanging cymbals. If you just watch the fireworks and listen to the 1812 overture at the end, bam! Anyway, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give away all I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Here's the definition. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. Does not insist on its own way, my way or the highway. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It never ends. So now, faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love. So that list, that staircase of the qualities, characters, or vitamins that we need for spiritual growth, faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, brotherly affection, love, is what we need to add to our lives. And if we practice these things, guess what? We're not going to fail. Practice, practice, practice. Peter reminds his readers that God has granted to us all things that pertain to godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. That's chapter 1 of 2 Peter, verse 3. So we got it. And then he lists all the qualities that we talked about. And he says at the verse end of that section, if these qualities are yours and increasing, or if you practice these qualities, you will never fall. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, that keep that list in front of you. And let's practice and practice and practice it. And we won't fail. We'll see God. We'll be together. And we will be examples to a dark and lost and dying world around us. Show people that we're different because we love one another. Even though we're all different, no matter what we face, we love one another. And take advantage of the time we are together. Every time we come together, we offer God's invitation. The invitation is for those who have not yet decided to become followers of Jesus, to be his disciple, to be a student, a believer. There's an opportunity now to do that. And if you are a Christian but you need the prayers of the congregation, this is another time you can inform us. You don't have to do it right now. You can let somebody know after services. That's okay too as well. But we just urge you, we have water ready. We urge you to believe, to have faith, to confess that Jesus is the Christ, to be immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins, and come out a new creature, a new person, and walk in newness of life, and then to live that way and love one another. We'll take that opportunity now as we stand in